Hi, this is Steve Blees and welcome to Sounds That Can Be Made, a rock podcast brought to you from the city and county of Bristol. As it's a bit wet outside tonight, let's have a song about a mermaid.
Until the ice has melted into tears of pain or fear, pure anticipation, in hope we are patient for a cry, a child.
Haken there with the completely bonkers, but still wonderful, The Point of No Return from their debut album Aquarius. Their fourth album is scheduled for release this year, and the band are doing a great job teasing fans about it on their website. Okay, from mermaids we stick with the aquatic, let's have some fish.
Goodbye. I know that I will have to leave.
That was The Great Unravelling from 2013's Phish album, A Feast of Consequences, possibly, in my opinion, his best solo release period. The big man has 6 remaining dates left on the UK leg of his Return to Childhood tour, with gigs from Newcastle to Salisbury through April and May. So if you haven't caught the show yet, go. Which is also the title of this next song.
My hope to bridge crushed by the force. set the scene in a magazine, and now I heard someone in the next scene. I cracked the code of the episode, and now I'm having fun in a house in the mountains. There's a way to fall asleep, and I know when I find it, I will let you go.
From their second album, Free, that was US band OSI with Go. I'm not sure whether we'll be hearing any new OSI anytime soon, given guitarist Jim Mathis is working on the new Fates a Warning album, but fingers crossed. One band we certainly won't be hearing any new music from are these guys.
To the edge.
That was Pure Reason Revolution with Valor from their third and final LP, Hammer and Anvil. The band split in 2011 at the height of their popularity, something of a shame as it seemed at the time that for them, the only way was up. Checking up about the next artist, I found one reviewer had described them as classical post-ambient, nocturnal atmospheric, neo-progressive folk world rock. Nothing like being pigeonholed, eh?
Thank you.
the only band I know to be named after a soup, that was Gazpacho with Splendid Isolation from their sixth studio album, Miseratropus. Now, my Stephen Wilson special a couple of weeks back presented me with the conundrum of which tracks to play, given the mass of excellent material he has been involved with over his career. It also saw me listen to some albums that I don't play often as others. One such is The Sky Moves Sideways.
Springtime is over. Don't head for home. Creep up the ladder. And steal over stone. Forget this. World's in your eyes. Sway in the cloud blur. And light up the sky. Tune into black. The moon touches your shoulder. And brings the day back. Thank you.
From their third album, The Sky Moves Sideways, that was Porcupine Tree with The Moon Touches Your Shoulder. Although the album is generally accepted as the first recorded as a band, rather than by Wilson under the pseudonym Porcupine Tree, that track is one of two on the album solely performed by Stephen Wilson himself. Okay, let's have some Unto Us.
Clinging to a black hole when we So the trade winds that should guide us blew us far apart. It wasn't in the plan. And this distance that divides us nearly broke my heart. It wasn't there when this began. There's no symmetry in free form, but there's beauty in the beast. But we got too close to notice. We're just so famine at the
Plan B from Unto Us' debut, 2014's The Human Landscape. Sadly, Unto Us are taking the year off as band members concentrate on other projects, but fingers crossed we'll see them back in 2017 with some new music, as The Human Landscape is a damn fine album and I want some more. Okay, that's all we have time for this week. Thank you for listening. To end the show, we have a band that some people dispute are prog. I think this song proves otherwise. This is Muse with Knights of Cydonia. Enjoy.
Time has come to make things right.